Evening. Well, Holly Moline, here you are. Two times in 1 week. And Greta. And son. What's your son's name again? That's Garrett. Yeah, Garrett. I have a knack of putting those kids to sleep, so don't worry about them, okay? It's nice to have you here. Second supper, third Wednesday in Lent as we continue our 40 days. Last week, our theme is, if you remember Mr. Bell's talk, it was that there's a certain rhythm in life and a certain rhythm in the universe, and that God has set this, the Creator has set this rhythm up. And if we're upset or disturbed or not feeling like we're in tune, then maybe he suggests we think about our relationship with God and where we're at and how we're treating one another and how we're living. And when I was a young pastor, my first parish up in Embarrass, they had closed the school down and consolidated up in Babbitt. And in our church, there were two vocal leaders in the community. One, they both had kids. One had the store, and he thought that was the worst thing that could happen to Little Embarrass, because the school was the center of the community, and no more would Embarrass be around. The other had three boys, and he said, we can't afford to give our children a good education. The only way they can get a foreign language and get a good education is by consolidating and sharing the cost with others. We just have to bite the bullet. The man who owned the store, Finlanders up there, guys, on the street wouldn't talk much about themselves. It was, how's the fishing, how's the hunting, how are the twins doing, how's this and that. The only time they would talk and share their feelings was in the sauna, and took off all the clothes and all the inhibitions. Then they would talk. And one night in the sauna with Mr. Luuma, he said to me, I will never be able to forgive this guy who closed down our schools. I'll never be able to forgive him. And I said to him, as long as you carry this around in you, it's just going to be a cancer in your heart, and it's going to cause you more pain than it will anybody else. We can't learn to forgive. That's kind of a story I hear periodically. We all have been hurt. We all have been affected by words, by deeds, by friends, by whatever happens in the world. And we can carry a grudge, or we can learn to forgive. Tonight, our lesson is about something about vengeance, but this Mr. Bell says that we have been created for freedom, to be free of carrying all these burdens, how we got to give these burdens to the Lord. And so our lessons and our prayers and our movie tonight will be on giving those bad feelings, the feelings of vengeance, the feelings of unforgiving, back to the Lord and letting him carry it. So that's our thought for our worship tonight. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Oh Lord, as we gather as your children on our Lenten journey this year, we think about how you have set a pattern in life, how you have set laws in play and set rules in play in the universe. And then your Son came to give us freedom from carrying all these burdens for ourselves. And so tonight, as we worship and pray and hear your word, we ask that you might take our burdens that concern us, and that we might be in harmony with your world and in harmony with you. So send your Spirit as we worship in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd all turn to your order of service, let us open with a prayer. Lord, we have joined together for our common worship, and each of us has brought something different to this service. Some have come with happiness and gratitude and want to give thanks. Some have come with sadness and disappointment and need to be comforted and encouraged. Some have come with guilt or confusion and seek to be forgiven or redirected. Some have come with no particular feeling at all and need to be challenged and made to see the truth. Help us, Lord, that during this worship service we might have our needs met. In silence, we would lift our personal prayers, but we would as well listen for your words to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Our opening hymn this evening is 534, 534 in the Red Books. We'll sing the first, second, and last verse of hymn 534. Please turn to the Lenten prayer. Let us pray together. O Lord, up the hill to Calvary, you carried the cross of love. We are called to remember that road. We wish to have fellowship with you in your sorrow, so that through your suffering we may have strength and peace. Help us to be strong, so that we may never betray you as Judas did, nor deny you as Peter did. We remember how they spat upon you, how they mocked you, how they pierced your hands and feet, and how they called you names. And you quietly prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. During Lenten season, may we too learn the meaning of forgiveness, so that we may learn to love as you love us. In your name we pray. Amen. And let us join in the Lenten confession. Forgive us, Lord, for being afraid. We have been afraid really to try going the second mile. We have been afraid actually to return good for evil. We have been afraid truly to let love rule in our relationships with others. We have been afraid to surrender ourselves completely to your will. Forgive us, Father, and help us to realize that we cannot truly follow you until we permit your Spirit to remove all fear from our minds, replacing it with your peace and hope. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Our psalm this evening is Psalm 95. If you remember last week, there's no page numbers on, so after all the services, you'll hit the psalms and please find Psalm 95. Psalm 95. When I stop hearing the pages turn, then I'll know we have found it. It Sherry, do you need some help? Okay. Bill, would you help her, please? Psalm 95. I'll read the first part and you can read the indented part. Psalm 95. Let us proceed. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving.
And praise.
For you, Lord, are a great God.
And great.
In your hand are caverns of the earth.
The
sea is yours, for you made it. Come, let us worship and bow down. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Harden not your hearts. There your ancestors tested me, forty years I loathed that generation, saying, indeed, I swore in my anger.
They shall never come.
Our lesson tonight comes from the fifth chapter of Galatians. Paul writes about freedom. And so he writes, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, be servants of one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you are not consumed by one another. The word of life, the word of God. No ushers. We'll put a basket at the back and we'll take the evening offering then later on. Please rise. I will lead each petition and invite you after I say, Lord, in your mercy, you respond by saying, hear our prayer. This Lenten season, Heavenly Father, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to move beyond bowed hands and closed eyes and really offer ourselves up to you. Teach us how to quiet our minds that we may hear you with the cries of our own hearts. Lord, in your mercy, teach us how to give thanks, Lord. Help us to move beyond our false sense of self-sufficiency and pride and simply be grateful for all that we have that we did not earn or deserve. And if we find nothing for which to be grateful, if we don't feel like giving thanks today, then forgive our arrogance and our short-sightedness. Lord, in your mercy. Teach us how to pray for others, Lord. Give us enough faith to commend to you those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are afraid, those who are sorrowful, those who are dying even as they live. And if we have no one to pray for or care about, if we do not see the need of the child whose only playground is a city street filled with glass, or the Vietnamese family whose home is burned to the ground, or the African mother who sees her child starving. If we cannot pray for them, then Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, in your mercy. And Lord, teach us to pray for ourselves in this Lenten season. Help us to see ourselves in comparison to the life of your Son Jesus, and to so realize and discover our real needs, and teach us that real prayers are not only a matter of words, but that they are also a way of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's join in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. Lord, lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our closing hymn is 551. 551. We'll sing the first, second, and last verse. 551.